Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Before we get started, I have to set up the other room in the Facebook. And I just want everybody to just give me one quick second. And I have to type in the sermon and I can get going. Sister Marine, let's start us off in prayer, please.
Okay.
Holy Father, we thank you for this time in your word tonight. Grant us wisdom and revelation of you. Open the eyes of our understanding of your truth and your word. Grant us the mind of Christ. Bring down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Let every thought be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Let your word bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to every person in need. In the name of your divine Son, Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Okay, we want to get ready to connect now with livedeliverance.com. And we're going to bring them in the room. We're bringing all of the affiliates in our room at this time. Okay. Thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Sound check. Stand by, please. Everybody pray. I'm under attack. Stand by. Sound check testing 1, 2. Okay. And hit start. Encode it. Okay, sound check. All right. We want to thank those who are listening to us now at livedeliverance.com. We want to thank those that listen to me in our blog talk room. And we thank Sister Marine for that prayer. We have a teaching that's going to be for basic Christians. Those who are not in the basics of deliverance, those at an advanced level, it's a mixture of a little bit of everything because we have a serious, serious growth here in our blog talk room. And I think all of our listening audience that's coming in, we're finally getting people to get back at www.livedeliverance.com. We're still working on ourselves and getting a YouTube to get us back on air. And I will be leaving the U.S. in February, in the end of part of February, and be going back to Jamaica. And then I'll be coming back to the United States only once a year instead of 6 months. Then I'm going to phase it out where I don't have to come back here no more if I can help it. God has sent me to another country, and I thank him for it. And there's a lot you can learn in the wonderful country of Jamaica. And I want to thank the Jamaican people for allowing me to dwell there with them and to enjoy fellowship in the Lord with them. I want to thank Pastor Earl White, who's a deliverance minister in Maypin, and his wife, First Lady. God bless you. And we want to thank you for and continue to keep the good work up. You can listen to them at www.livedeliverance.com. Okay, we're going to go get into some teaching now. Let's get ready and put this Audacity on so we can record the sermon, and we can begin. First thing we're going to talk about is demons, the devil, and deliverance. And I want to say a window of the world of spiritual warfare is very narrow because most people don't understand spiritual warfare. Most Christians don't even recognize that there are demons. You can open up yourself to demons because of your involvement in the occult. One of the most powerful demons is the evil spirit Ra, named after the ancient Egyptian god of sun. You can worship Ra, R-A, by staring directly at the sun and get a lot of demons after it's over with. Ask the demon if you're casting out any demon, whatever level you're on, mostly by the Holy Spirit, to ask the demons to do they have any legal right of authority of their lives. Demons get legal right by open sin, willful sin, or by sins of the fathers of generational curses must be broken. Tell the demon to repeat the words after me, I, and say the demon's name, renounce you and my claim to my family and such and such and such and such, and I ask that you go to judgment of Jesus Christ and leave this departed person. And make sure that you got some faith doing that. If you don't have any faith, you don't have the Holy Ghost, I advise you not cast out demons. Many Christians take it less seriously. Spiritual warfare is very serious. We must know the corrupt world system, and most of us as Christians don't. I hope that this will be a opportunity to teach you the demonic system within the devil, because I have some words from Demon Dictionary. Sister Kimberly Daniels, she's a deliverance minister, a very powerful, powerful book. Volume 1 and 2, The Demon Dictionary. It's a lot of demons in there. Now, if you are dealing with this full-time ministry, I advise that you get this. If you're babies, you don't need to be buying these types of books, because you're not at that level where you need to get a demon dictionary. So I'm not saying you can't, but just deal with the demons within the community of the Christian sector. Because sometimes deliverance minister has to go out of that section and get a person who's been involved in Satanism. And you can't just go up in there with a word or two and no power, no Holy Ghost, and no gifts. It just ain't going to happen. So please be aware of that. Satanic crimes, the effect of horror movies, the influence of occult games, and the lure of psychic phenomena brings a lot of people into witchcraft. And the reason why I'm constantly saying these things on witchcraft is because I encounter a lot of people, and I see a lot of Christians getting involved with witchcraft, not aware. It's real subtle. The Baptist Church have Easter services, and then they go and do the Halloween thing, and everybody can dress up. Whatever, however, a monster in order, and it's okay with children. No, you're representing the dark kingdom when you put your child with a mask on that looks demonic. And in the natural spirit realm, they look just like that. The devil knows how to produce itself in Hollywood. Horror movies are nothing but demons. And I saw a horror movie last night. God wanted the Lord told me to look at it. He said, look at that. And I saw demons all in it. So be very careful with that. We have operation of demons in the everyday activity in our lives, and most people don't even know it. Walk through a deliverance session is the best way that you can learn deliverance, is to be with a deliverance minister, train, get up under him, let people see it being done. O Theophilus, how Jesus began to both do and teach, Acts 1:1. Demand to know by the authority of Christ what other demons God has appointed to judgment. When you're dealing with deliverance with a person, command the spirits in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to go down and to call back the person to speak. Now, I'm not talking about babies here. I'm talking about, this is not for the babies. This is for advanced deliverance ministers. Make the spirit go down. Command it in the name of Jesus to go down. Send it down by the left leg. The Lord always used to tell me to send it to the left leg or the right ankle. They don't like it down there. For some reason, I don't try to figure it out. Don't try to analyze it. Now, if you're going to be analyzation, you're not at this level. Analytical intellectualism, you're not going to ever come to this level, because your intellect is going to try to reason how can a demon go into a human body. You don't need to worry about all of that. Worry about it. You'll know it when you get to heaven. Just believe. Some people can't go beyond that, and they just stop. That's why the manifestation of the Holy Spirit can't really come upon the person, because of skepticism and intellectualism. And when intellectualism get in, the human reasoning comes in, which is earthly wisdom, and that's demonic. The Bible calls that a demonic wisdom in James 3:17. This wisdom is said not from above, but firstly demonic. And then the demons are giving you the idea of which how they get in the leg. They start talking to you. Believe, but commanded to go down. Look deeply into the soul of a person's eyes when you're dealing with a deliverance. It's good to. I like to look right into the eye. I knew a brother in the Lord. I went to a spiritual convention, Bob Ross's ministry, and I saw this other pastor taking his eyes, look straight down the other guy, and writing down every demon that's in that man's soul. That was something else. And I asked the Lord how you do that, and he showed me how to do it. There's a lot of tricks that the Lord can show you that he has. That's why he doesn't give this ministry out to anybody. That's why he likes to do things in parables or riddle to confuse Satan. ignorance of Satan and his devices can call you to be a very bad deliverance minister. I want to know that for the babies, that believers will judge demons, 1 Corinthians 6:3. For those who are in a baby, not a baby, all of us, we have authority to bind demons, Matthew 16:19, and abolish their kingdom, 1 John 3:8. Christ has commissioned all the 12 to cast out demons, us also, Mark 3:14-15, an appointment also given to the 70, Luke 10:17-20, and those he sent two out by two, Mark 6:7. Mark tells us that when Christ cast out demons, the whole city was gathered together. Now, that would be nice if the whole city of Riverdale were gathered together. If one pastor could be able to do what Jesus did 1,900 years ago, it really tipped the interests of people in this country. Americans, for some reason, don't believe in demons. This country is so dead to spiritual things that if a demon passed by them, they wouldn't even know what it was. And it's sad. This is one reason why I'm not my ministry. That's why I'm in Jamaica, because I can do more with Brother White on a Sunday when the whole church manifesting than that'll never happen here, because the pastors in America and certain countries blocks out the ministry. They just don't want to deal with the work. They don't want to deal with the attacks. Because when you get into this ministry, you're going to get attacked. I'm on a serious assault on my finances right now. I happened to be sleeping last night, and I left the door open. I heard rocks. I heard something throwing rocks. I said, stop throwing this at me, and I'm going to sleep. I said, don't come up in here bothering me, because I ain't got time for you. I don't fear you. So you need to leave with that. That's baby stuff. Go ahead on. Don't turn my lights on and off and go. And it left. Then I heard another noise after I got back from dealing with a Satanist. A boom, boom. I said, hey, get on out of here. And I went in the backyard, and I threw some salt all around my house. Salts blocks demons. They hate it. They hate it. Holy oil, holy water is also an effective means that they don't like, but it evaporates too fast. I prefer salt. And went back to sleep. One time I remember going to sleep, and my cover, something pulled off my cover, and I said, in the name of Jesus. And I asked the angel to come in and guard my sleep, and I slept like a baby. But if you're not attached to the spirit realm, you think I'm crazy. There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you because you don't believe. This stuff is real. And if you ask God to show you, he will, because we are really fighting something that we can't see. Heathen idols bring in demons. Any type of idol that you bring from a foreign country, be very careful. Africa, especially from Africa and the Caribbean, too. Even stuff that come out of Jamaica, I don't bring back over here, because Jamaica's full of witchcraft. And it's just a haven for my ministry. For real. Also, the eye of the witch doctor doing a voodoo ceremony, when they call forth Allah, the eye of the Brazilian Bakum, they appear as an animal. And if you don't know how to deal with this, I advise that you be talking about you going on a pilgrimage, or you finna go and minister the gospel in Haiti, in Paraguay, in Nguni, where witch doctors are very well worshipped there. And I would advise that you don't take that journey until you understand spiritual warfare and called by God to deal with such power that that individual has. A firewalker also is in the midst of flames, walk on flames, get his strength from demons. Firewalkers also are demonic spirits that's in the Indian culture, which are demons. Also, firewalkers can transfer themselves into a wolf, a woman, and a man, and go back into the spirit realm. This stuff is really serious. There also have some demons like to brag about their territory and allow to boast. Boasting spirits give themselves away because of their pride. You can also use the Holy Spirit to tell you what to say to run a trick on a demon. I've tricked many demons by the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit knows everything. And I had both of them arguing while the other one was coming out that was stronger. And then I was able to break up both kingdoms, because demons have a kingdom that's built inside the human body. Through many years, they have layered themselves to be comfortable. I saw in the spirit realm, it's like a web in your spirit. It's a web, and it's just wrapped with fuzzy stuff, and it's a coil. They can move around. And if there's no word in you, you are clean through the word. What's the opposite of clean? Filthiness. And they love to stay in a filthy body. Okay? Okay, start with the weakest demon and work upwardly toward the top demons from drawing strength from the other demons. This may not be the most effective way, but it works well in certain cases. Be very led of the Lord to work demons, small or large. Make sure, if this is for advanced demonologists, make sure that you are making it more easier for you and depend on the Holy Spirit to give you scriptures to deal with that. Also, cross-examine each spirit to find out its name and how it entered. Always do a cross-examine because demons are more than one, and when you cross-examine them, they don't like that. Cross-examine demons make them have what we call civil war within their own kingdom. For some reason, they don't like that. Force each spirit to renounce his or own doom by saying his name and declared, I renounce my claim to Brother Mitchell, and I obey the judgment of God, and to go back to Jesus of Nazareth. Make sure you do that. Certain names in Satan's kingdom refers to rank. The spirit holds Satan, apparently arranged his hierarchy like the military, because he learned it from being in the kingdom of God. Now, 3 o'clock is the mocking hour of the satanic realm. This is the hour that they use a lot because Jesus Christ died and took him off the cross at 3 because of the Sabbath. They like to mock Christ at 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning is the highest. That's the morning where the demonic activity is at its highest. At the top of the levels are often the powerful demon Lucifer, which is Satan, and they are fallen spirits. They have exceeded themselves in debauchery through ranks. Like Osmosis is a demonic spirit of lust. How many demons, of legions of demons and hells, and what gate they're in the demon dictionary or demonologist, you can go to Google and look up demon and demonology. And it can let you know what ranks of hell that they host. When an exorcist is going on, the person has only the skeptical idea of what's happening. So when a person's going through a deliverance sometimes, they don't really, especially I notice when they're dealing with black magic, conjums, the heavy stuff, the spirits have took over them so much that they don't even know what's going on. Okay, God will not let you do an exorcism by yourself. It's always good to go by two by two. Don't ever do an exorcism by yourself, although I've done it, but I ain't had no choice. I had nobody with me. But make sure if you got somebody with you that they speak in tongues, that they are familiar with spiritual warfare, that they're not going to freak out when their eyeballs start rolling back and all you see is a white pupil, once they start growling and the room temperature become cold. And what they'll do is to do all these things, and they keep seeing your eyes getting light up, they're seeing you shaking, then they'll just manifest things more in order to frighten you, and then the tables have turned. They have the advantage. This is what happened in the exorcist when the priest said, come into me. They was doing a lot of things to him mentally, and he really wasn't walking in the spirit, in his fleshly mind. You cannot deal with demons in your fleshly mind. If you do, you are not going to succeed with the exorcist. Demons may manifest verbally on occasions in extraordinary supernatural powers. Their physical strength surpasses that of mortals. I've seen 83-year-old women push back a 250-pound man in Jamaica, push him back under the influence of demons. Now, when you hear the word legions of demons, they can dwell, legions of many. So in the kingdom of demons inside of you are legions of territories and ranks. Now, you can't figure that out but the Holy Ghost. So you need what? Discernment. You need discernment. Make sure you get the discernment of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is for advanced people because we have babies. We got people in the middle, at the top. We got a crowd of everybody here. So this is for advanced, but those who are babies, just hold on. For the advanced deliverance minister or the advanced exorcist, we're dealing with Satanism and the occult in contemporary society. probe a person for more information to see how deeply they have dedicated themselves to Satan. When you're dealing with a Satanist, make sure that they have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It will be very difficult for them to say Jesus of Nazareth because of the demons occupy and the legal right that the Satanists have given the demons. If the Satanist has a generation of Satanists in his family, it is more harder to get this person free because of the demonic strongholds of power that they have within the kingdom of darkness. This knowledge would help us decide a person direct conversation to counsel with him or her about as leading of the Holy Spirit. Please let the Holy Spirit tell you. Rock group called Slayer, chapter 7, Murder for the Devil. If any of you have heard these types of music, they have satanic chants in it. Renounce it. If you feel that you're being lured to want to get into the black arts, such as seances, that's the beginning, and you start getting into macabre, please get some deliverance. Satan's sons and daughters, which are people who have dedicated themselves to Satan, such as Antoine LaVey. He was the founder of the Satanic Church in 1967. And he went straight to hell. And before he died, he saw Jesus. He said, I got it wrong. It's too late. Satan took him. Occult enticement. Be careful if you got children that have an occult gang called Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary, this is what they do. They go into a dark bathroom. They stare into the mirror and chant, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Now, you wait until this invisible claw comes. It will come. Do not do this. Now, this demon manifests a lot on Halloween, on the 13th of Fridays, Black Fridays, and on satanic holidays. But it will do it if you go in the room. So you don't believe there's demons? Reverend Pickett, I tell you what I want you to do, because you just taking me saying this is ridiculous. Pickett, you go in and lock in your room. Okay, since you don't believe in demons, and go say Bloody Mary, three times. He's saying Bloody Mary in that room. Lock the door, and see, don't you come out of there hollering. Go on in there at 12 midnight, or 3 in the morning would be better, because demons are real. And it's sad that I have to get all this feedback with grown men older than me, been walking with the Lord longer than me, yet don't know nothing about the Lord's power. And it's sad, you know, the things I'm saying. You'll never get into a church. You'll never get this in a church. And I asked the babies, just hold tight, because the heavyweights, they got to eat too, you know. Signs of Satanism. Let's look at the signs of Satanism. Occult enticement. Occult games. Have you ever heard of astral projection or out-of-body travel? They like to do that. The inductions of psychophenomena. At any given time, about one-fourth of members of the Congress are psychophenomenals. Right now, we got in Congress are Satanists. That's sad. ESP, extraordinary perception, which is called channeling for such abilities. And Satanism also can go in a lower rank with clairvoyancy, which is referred to paranormal information received by touching any object or forcing mental events. Telepathy. This is awareness of the thoughts of the mental state of another person. Satanists are very good at that. Conjurums is the knowledge of an event of occur, knowledge about something before it happens. It's called recognition awareness of the event of the occurrence. It's known as psychotautometry. Satanists use this a lot. Satanists also use a white light shield to go in your church, come out there by it and see everything what you're doing. Tempt you, write down everything and destroy your church. Doubling plan. Astral projection, soul travel out of the body is a practice highly trotted by psychologists, chats, and never attend to occult conferences or read psychoparanormal journals to the knowledge of demons. That's all it is. It ain't nothing but demons. Demons. All right. Now, what I want to do is give some more information on Satanists. The sacrifice of innocent animals. These are characteristics that Satanists start doing before they get into the deeper parts of it. Those who participated in satanic ceremonies are killing animals. They start off with killing animals. Then the ritual abuse with children, satanic ritual abuse is SRA. I've dealt with two cases of an SRA where the satanic ritual abuse with the person was mentally, physically abused from six years old all the way there. It was 19. And God saved this person. And satanic ritual abuse is very, very real. Pastors don't know anything about it. They don't know how to teach it. They don't know nothing about it. And it is needed to get a person free from this type of involvement. Behind the beliefs of Satanism and the occult, the upside-down cross is one of their signs. That's upside down. Black magic textbooks, the holy holiday, the highest holiday of the Satanist birthday after is called Wiccupi, WALPURGISNUCAT, April 30th, and Halloween are the most important. There are three basic kinds of rituals that Satanists do. One, sexual rituals to satisfy the coven. Compassionate rituals to help someone. Destructive rituals to get revenge and they serve up demons. Rituals or organizations include the Church of Satan, the Brotherhood, the Order of the Black Ram, the Order of the Templates, the Satanists, and the Temple of the Set, which was founded by former Leve followers, Michael and Gusto, the Temple of the Set. Astral Crowley, he became the most black magic of all times. He was born in England in 1875. He is to be recorded the most wickedest man on earth. Power of magic. All schools of the occult spirits common belief power of spells by removing a person's thought, by making a person want to have sex with someone that they don't want, by bringing confusion to the individual. These psychic powers can be broken by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Waken, W-I-C-C-A, Waka is the oldest religion. Waka is known by several names, including Waka, Wise One, the Old Religion, Woman Spirit, Goddess Worship, and simply the Craft. Witches may also be called Druids. The Gicklicks, word for wise men or sorcery, the term which is referred to both men and women in the Church of Satan. Witchcraft in America was revealed by Dr. Reynold Buckland, an anthropologist, and his wife, Rosemary, who studied Garland's theory and became a Satanist. The religious order of witchcraft was incorporated in 1972 in New Orleans, Louisiana, by Mary Ordelin Troops. She's the first high priestess. In the years before her was many witches, and they killed a lot of them in Salem. Voodoo is 140,000 years old. It was called Satan's trade, and they serpent great powers. According to the Bible, all evil spirits are demons and Satan. Zombieism, voodoo practices, and rituals. Santeria is an African-based religion similar to voodoo, organizing in Cubaca in Brazil, and combines the worship of traditional urban deities and the worship of Roman Catholicism, Cumbaba and Santeria. I was Roman Catholic. You have to renounce the Virgin Mary and all these different foolish things. Divination, fortune telling. Divination is the old term. A fortune telling is the modern word. They both refer to the same occult practices. Divination is the act of attempting to prophesy and forecast future events or discern human character through the occult means by making use of certain omens of divination, tools such as tarot cards, tea leaves, Ouija boards, astrologies, somnuses, scarecrow devices, crystal balls, mirrors, and kabbalupas, and human worship. The methods of divination often change, but the spirit or force behind it remains the same demon in Acts chapter 16, verse 16 through 18. Sorcery, magic, M-E-J-I-C-K. The magic that most of us are acquainted with, slightly or right-hand magic, life, picking up silver dollars out of the air, pulling a rabbit out of the hat. No, this ain't what we're talking about. Technically, that's not witchcraft. This witchcraft, we're talking about sorcery, is to make a person sick, by putting something in their food, feather on the bed that causes them to itch at night. These are nothing but demons that's transferring power from a person to a person to another person and putting human, fallen angels on people. This is why God detests this. See Acts 13:16. Narcomancy, spiritualism or narcomancy, is an occult activity grounded in behalf of the thoughts of certain persons acting as mediums or channels. Narcomancy, the dead of the spirit world, can be contacted and hidden information can be acquired from those who are contacted in this, which is tarots or seances, are often used by mediums. The power behind this is none but demons. The activity is forbidden by the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 10:13. So Saul did for his transgressions, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, also for asking counsel of one that have a familiar spirit to inquire of it. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7. Stay away from familiar spirit, narcomancy, Cabanus, and go and watch this movie, Michael King. Very interesting. It's on YouTube. It's free. Michael King. And he didn't believe in demons. His wife died, and he said he's going to study the black of the blackest arts. And he did, and the demons threw him out of the door, out the window. Oh, it's real. All right, we're going to look at some names of some demons and also some demon terminology, terms and definitions, so that you may understand what you're dealing with. All right, we're going to deal with African voodoo. African voodoo. Voodoo is practiced in countries all over the world, but is very prevalent in Haiti. Voodoo combines elements of the Roman Catholic ritual and tribal religions of Western Africa, particularly of Benin. Elements of the Roman Catholicism in voodoo are the use of candles, bells, crosses, and practices of baptism and making the signs of the cross. Voodoo cult worship, Dindul, that's the demon, ancestor of the dead. Do not call him up. If you do, in 7 days, you'll be dead. Astral travel. Astral travel occurs when the physical body lies dormant and the spirit body travels with a demon in the second heaven to go certain places, to travel, to look, to see. Now, this happened to me. The Lord told me to look up. There was two ravens flying over my radio station. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pull you down by the blood of Jesus. And them ravens died. Now, I don't know what happened to the person, but the Lord told me to look up. This stuff goes on. You know, I feel strange because the Lord is telling me some people don't even know what you're saying. But I said this is for basics. This is for upper level. It's for individuals. I'm trying to help everybody. What is bewitchment? To be under the power of influence of the Wicca witch through fascism thoughts and casting the evil spell on people. Close related to enhancements in the act, but bewitchment is the effect of the act of another person. So you can bewitch a person. Now, you also can be bewitched by being deceived, because Paul speaks of another form of bewitchment, which is in Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth of evidence in whose life that Jesus Christ was sacrificed for you? So be very careful. You can be bewitched and not even know it. You heard the word hex. Well, what is a hex? A spell that intends to bring on misfortune or to cause failure in every area of your life. This is why I always say I break the curse, hexes, spexes, and spoken curses. Hexes are a very powerful force that Satanists, you don't have to be a Satanist. You can be a non-believer and work witchcraft and use, this is considered black magic because the spells that intend to bring on misfortune. Now, white magic is the opposite. Spell to get good luck and bring money. I went to a lady's house, and she didn't know I was in the ministry of deliverance. I had to go pick something up. And I'm very alert when I see anything. When somebody tell me good luck, my spirit pick it up. I can stop a person before they say it. I don't want nothing to go across me because I'm in a dangerous ministry. I'm dealing with deep stuff. I'm dealing with stuff that you have to study and pray and cover by the blood of Jesus. If not, these demons will manifest. They will try you. They will try you. I'm just being real. I'm telling you what I'm going through. And I prayed, and the Lord revealed to me something. He said, break that curse off you. Your mother was in witchcraft. And I remember, okay, your mama was in. Anytime you send somebody to go to a tarot card, that can pass down to you. And when I broke that, it was easier for me to get the word of knowledge. See, when I broke that, some of you may be trying to get the word of knowledge and you may have a curse that's hindering you. Break it. Break the curse so you can receive the word of knowledge. Ritual, a service, a form of worship for a strongly held belief. The ritual rules of formation or organizing groups such as Satanists. All right, we already know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Ahab spirit, the spirit that comes under leadership to cause them to walk in the way of the ungodly and to turn the hearts of the people toward idolatry. The spirit not only puts up with Jezebel, but is also a total in agreement with the work of the Jezebel spirit and will agree with it in every fashion of its life. That's a very powerful spirit. Most men have this spirit when they're always saying yes, yes, yes to the wife and not being a leader, but sometimes you say leader to a man who never saw leadership, especially when they never have a father. Where it was in my life, I had a father, I had a military father. So, you know, my mother was military. So I really couldn't distinguish the difference of both of them because my mama talked just like my daddy. When my daddy was gone, my mama, hey, come here. Double time it, you know. That's so, you know, I saw authority on both sides, but I saw compassion to my mother until I became 18. And she hugged me. She said, that's enough of these hugs. You're going. And went to college, came, told her I'm going to go into special forces. She said, okay, come back alive. You got to come back alive. You know, but some people who have never had authority, it's hard for a man to become a leader when the father has been misplaced from them. You know, and God has to bring healing to that person. And the Holy Spirit will be their leader and will be able to guide them. So there's a lot of people who've been hurt with this. I don't know who this is, but the Lord has told me he can repair it. He can heal it. Some people who have not had a father, it's okay. He can heal. He is your father. The Lord is saying, let that go. Someone's holding on to that. Let that go. Let it go. Also, there's a person with headaches. There are persons that's having multiple headaches right now. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you heal their headaches. We're having people who can't sleep, having problems sleeping. There are people here that's having problems sleeping in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask in the name of Jesus that your sleep would come sweet. There are people worrying right now. There are several people who are worrying. That's a sin to worry. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:23. Blocking spirit. It's a hindering spirit placed on a direct path of the purpose of God to frustrate, irritate, or to make difficult. Now, this blocking spirit can stop people from hearing God, stop your finances, stop you from having joy, stop you from having peace. Ask the Lord, Lord, do I have a blocking spirit? If you don't, say, come out of me anyway, just in case, and do self-deliverance on a blocking spirit. Candle magic. Works in magic with candles of various colors. The colors of the candles used to cause special outcomes, usually witch incantations, for example, mind-binding candles. That's to get you confused and upset. And the person light it and speak it and blow it towards your home, the direction of where you live in. And they do them to take them demons out the candle going directly to your house where you're at. And if you don't have the arm of God on it, you'll be susceptible to these spirits. Brothers and sisters, everybody please listen to me. Put the armor of God on. Because if you have the armor of God on, you will be able to withstand. Now, the Lord is telling me to teach that. I got to prepare for that. I don't know when it's coming because I got the whole, I don't know. But he's telling me, yeah, I have to teach that. We have to have the armor of God on. We need to know it because these spirits only come and they can attack us if our armor's not up, if we're angry, constantly being mad, unforgiveness in your heart. These spirits will weigh you out. But if you got your armor of God on, you'll be okay. Okay, this is eavesdropping spirits. Now, a lot of people, the Lord said to me, have this spirit that people like to sneak and listen to other people and come up on them. These are demons doing this. Now, the Lord has sent me to tell some of you that the demons is doing this. There's a person in Utah. Ma'am, you trying to sneak up on your daughter to see if she's doing something wrong. Don't put her in bondage like that. A type of familiar spirit that operates through candle guidance, the psychic ability to hear beyond extraordinary capabilities or experiences, eavesdropping spirits, or you may want to listen to see or be somewhere hearing what a person's saying. Now you're violating the scripture because the Bible said make an aberration, lead a quiet life, and work into your own business. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. They may not want you to hear what they're saying. Now some people may say you get upset. If you get upset with, as I'm saying this, that's a demon telling you, get away from him. It's going to say that. It's going to make you not like me. It's going to make you hate me. See, they're working right now. An eavesdropping spirit, the Lord keep telling me to tell you, there are 15 people that's listening to me right now that has this problem. There's another man. He constantly listens. You walk from your house next door to go all the way in the back door to hear your neighbors argue. Come on, man. You need some deliverance, brother. Please give me a call, 678-701-3733. Jezebel, this spirit that operates by absolute power, control, manipulation, and its foundation, all that was left of biblical Jezebel after the dogs devour her with three body parts. I'm going to tell you why God allowed it to happen. Head. Why was it left? The head was still there. It's the only thing that was left, the head. It stopped the work of Jezebel. The feet to lead the step. The head to control the mind. Hands to stop the work of Jezebel. Feet to lead the steps, head, to control the mind. God left those because he didn't want them to be in operation with the spirit. Judgment of witches and warlocks. Judgments are indeed to build up sentences ordering the steps of God's people for demonic opposition. Python, the soothsaying spirit that operates in the woman with the spirit of divination. The Python spirit is a well-known enemy of finances of the children of God. Just like the natural reptile, it slowly squeezes the life out of its victims. One of the main ways to detect the presence of this spirit is when money is allowed to go out, but there are obstacles placed in the way of it coming in. The Python snake does the same with the breathing of its victims throughout the natural world. A ruler spirit, Quashtukinda, ruler of the spirits, come in direct contact with families, neighbors, based on territorial assignments. They love to bring destruction. Ruler spirits control certain areas of Washington, D.C. They rule government, the Donald Trump movement, the Christians who receive, and Donald Trump believing was Christians. But that was a scanner spirit, scanning people's ideology to believe that he's a Christian. And you don't have no discernment. Donald Trump is not a Christian. Donald Trump's not a Christian, and he doesn't represent Christianity. Matter of fact, he even said something against the Jewish people. Now they got the Jewish Defamation, got a lawsuit on them. He said Jews don't protect Jews. That's a lie. Jews stick together. What is a scanner spirit? Spies that travel and transportation information, the demonic ranks, their reconnaissance in the spirit world, are typewriters demons. I've seen a typewriter spirit, typewriter. He has a flat head like a chalkboard, and on his right hand he has a pen. And while you're talking, he's writing everything down in his head to give it to the familiar spirit. These are small-ranking spirits that's designed in the kingdom of the devil to bring chaos to you and continue to update the familiar spirit on you. All right. Let's look at the third eye. The spiritual avenue by which devastation in the spirit realm. Through demonic infiltration, Satan opens a third eye, the spirit realm, to allow them to see what they cannot see with their natural eye. In the spirit, this eye is placed in the middle of the forehead of the person. But some witches and warlocks have been known to tattoo an eye on their forehead. This eye is close related to the all-seeing eye on the dollar bill, which is the same eye that is the symbol of the Masonic Lodge. These demonic representations of knowing are very, very deceptive to the user. Even though they have power and can see some things on the Most High, but they cannot see the God's kingdom. But this all-seeing eye is a very powerful spirit that can see in churches, see in individuals, and doing warfare against the Christian. Opening up the all-seeing eye, you have given the devil a dimension to look into your life. The only way we should supernaturally know things is by the Holy Spirit. Any other avenue is demonic, especially the all-seeing eye. Terrestrial high places. High places men built in the earth realm. Hezekiah tore down the high places in 2 Kings 18:14. Celestial high places. The places where demonic activity operate in the second heaven. What is the first heaven? People don't know that. Beginners, whoever, I'm just only following what the Lord has given me. The first heaven, the heavens that include what we can see in the physical realm. Sun, moon, stars. Sky, upper atmosphere, arches over the earth. The second heaven, the border of the prince of the power of the air, is between the first and the third heaven. It's a stronghold thing that exalts itself against the Lord. That's where the warfare go on. So the first heaven is the atmosphere. The second heaven is space. The third heaven is the throne of God. All right, let's look at, let me see what I got. Chap John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I got knocked out.
Yep, that's what I was saying to Maureen just now. She just walked out. Yeah, I told her that you've been attacked.
Okay, Dr. Livingston says, Chaplain Durden, what's going on? Go ahead and tell people what's going on, Brother John, because I got to start all over.
Well,
you can just talk to them.
Well, what's going on right now? Well, you know, he's a demonologist, and he talks and teaches and preaches about deliverance ministry. And you know, the devil and those demons hate it as much as they don't want us to stay ignorant. And what's happening, sometimes when he's be teaching, they will cut it off. There's a spirit called bossy bouncy that will cause interference where you can't hear anything and break up in communication electronically. And so that's what's happening. Those demons are listening and they don't like what's being taught because this is some heavy weighted stuff, because some of the stuff I was learning, because wow, I never heard that before. And so this is highlighted for those who already been deep in the ministry. This is another level, a notch up over what he's been basically teaching. And the demons don't want us to stay ignorant and stupid and everything else. They don't want us to know nothing, especially when he starts talking about the arm of God, about how to fight the demons. And boy, just what he's about to bring on into that, they cut it off, because when you're talking about the arm of God, you're talking about what you can do to defend yourself. And he's going to talk about the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod of preparation, gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and so forth. And, man, he broke it down, because that means a lot of stuff I never even heard before. And it was heavy. I got about 3 pages of notes that he was talking, you know, and some astral projection and ESP and telepathy, psycho, white light shield, and all that. And they don't want us to know that stuff, man. And so they said, well, let's put bossy bouncy. That caused interference in the air, that caused lack of communication. So they decided, hey, let's cut this thing off, because they tell them our personal business. He was talking about demonic warfare and how people are duped and how they're tricked into believing certain things. And so they said, let's cut it out. We don't want them to know. I'm talking about typewriter spirit, how to break the curse. He was talking about the tarot cards that people don't know anything about. And black magic and white magic and all that. And them demons are like, no, you don't want them to know how to break curses and all that other kind of stuff. Talk about black magic, white magic, and so forth. And I was taking some notes, talking about astral projection, psychophenomena, ESP, telepathy. I said, wow. So I got a bunch of notes. And I see I got a whole lot of stuff I need to learn, you know, because all my life I was strictly, for 20 years I was a Methodist, and another 20 years, and I was
okay, now, hold up.
About
Dr. Kibble said, hey. Dr. Kibble said, hey.
That's one thing I can't stand, is the hey. I know who's that. That's a demonic spirit causing that minister to go hey, because they don't want us to know anything about them and their warfare. So every time you hear that hey, the poor fellow don't even know that he's being used by a demonic spirit, because he don't know anything about deliverance ministry. So he thinks that's him, but that's the demonic spirit. Hey. Be careful. I'm heavy now. And they don't know that's the spirit. I go, yeah, you heavy, must be eating too much, because that sure don't give it to brainwise. Okay? And that's where that hey come from, sir. You don't know you're being used because of your lack of knowledge. That's lack of knowledge, but you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Scudman said he don't know nothing about deliverance, but nothing.
Hey, don't feel bad, man. I'm just, you know, I've been learning this thing now about, I guess, last 10, 12 years now, but, you know, I didn't believe none of this mess. You know, I go, it's a mess, you know. There ain't no mess, man. That's deliverance. That's how come people around there killing each other, raping each other. And now you got mostly certain people walking around now talking about, I'm going to ball jack you. You know who you are. I just don't want to embarrass you. You know, so I don't ball jack you. See, and
Putin
being,
say that's enough now. Dr. Putin say that's enough.
See, some getting, yeah. See how those demons are manifesting now? If you had a demon manifesting, that's enough. That's demonic, and they don't even know it. They're possessed with a demon and don't know it. That's not a godly spirit saying that's enough. That's a demonic spirit, see? So when you're ignorant of deliverance ministry, you walk in and talking and preaching and teaching in ignorance and don't even know it.
Yep. So don't.
That's why, so help me God, and he's tracking down dead right now. For the past year and a half, we've been getting so-called certain people saying they want to balljack us because we're talking about demons and deliverance ministry and all other kind of stuff, you see. That's what they're doing. Especially one time, and then we get those who call them, I'm heavy. What you just say, I'm heavy. And, you know, and that used to burn me up, and the Lord said, just tell them, say, maybe you need to stop eating so much. Because we know what you're talking about. I'm heavy, so you better watch what you say. You know, it's just pitiful. So help me God. I never thought this day would come where we pick up the telephone and we get hundreds of calls, people talking about not going to kill us or shoot us before teaching about deliverance ministry and everything else. They tell me they're going to balljack us. Now, you know, that's sick. You get grown men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, somebody they're going to come up down here and balljack us because we're teaching the truth. That's demonic, and they don't know it. You wouldn't see that in front of God. Hey, Jesus, you shut up with that preaching. You're going to balljack you. But they try to kill him. In the Bible, they did more than just say, we're going to balljack you. We're going to kill him. They tried to push him off the hill, and he just disappeared. And didn't know where he went just that quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then these people started talking, kill him. You saw that movie, all those people talking about killing just before they took him to carry that cross up that hill.
Yep.
So you
ladies
need
and gentlemen,
you need to stop.
We got to do this whole thing tomorrow. The devil took me off. I don't know how long I was off, Brother John. The Lord say he knocked you off. That's not stop.
Yeah, he knocked you off about 20 minutes.
Didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't
Dr.
Make him know
says
that.
He can cast out demons educated enough. He can do it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Here we go again. Another ignoramus.
Yeah, Dr. Kibble said he can do it, Chapman Dirty. He said, you don't want me to do it because you just be the only one to cast nine demons. I can do it, too. He said, it's my name.
Sir, see, you let the devil speak through you. You let the demonic spirit speak through you, sir. That's not you. That's a demonic spirit using your mind. And you don't know it because you don't know deliverance ministry. That's pride.
That private line. Come on.
That's not godly.
Come on, go private land. Tell me, come on.
You know, you go ahead and teach him because God's gonna tell you about it. But
But John, you say you got anything on them?
Sir, you a minister. Why would you talk to me and ask me something like that?
Ask the man. He's you have
a minister.
Oh. See, I'm glad people can hear this. They can see what foolishness going on.
Yeah.
Dr. Jones said, Brother John, ain't no righteous man out here no more chapping dirt. They gone.
Man, you know, I'm getting to believe that, man. You're just a few and far between, man. Do you know what, in the past year and a half, we don't get just ordinary street guys and men and ball players and sports players and gamblers. We get preachers calling us, threatening us with, not I'm going to kill you, but they threaten us with, we coming down there and we going to ball jack you. And you know what ball jack means, screwing a man in the butt with his little penis. And then they talking about if they like the butt enough, they're going to kidnap us and take us back to their time and lock us up in some cell somewhere so their butt can come and screw us at their pleasure. This is men of God. Men of God. Not just the pool players, the guy who's a janitor, the guy who's all the other jobs, but all these are in ministries. 9 out of 10 are in the ministry. I'm going to call a spade. I'm not going to hide it no more. I tell them, well, we have people calling. And all people, these are menace calling. It's pitiful. Man, shoot. Good thing I'm saved now, because if I wasn't and I experienced this, I would have told Christianity where they can go. Now tell me no such thing as Christianity. That's a lie. I sure would.
Yeah.
And all of them got doctorate degrees and stuff. And triple crown. And ain't no such thing as triple crown. That's demonic, and they don't even know they're being used by the devil.
Don't even know.
That's why the devil wants us to stay ignorant. That's why he cut us off. He don't want you to know. Somebody come and tell me, we're going to make you a triple crown bishop. I mean, I'll beat the heck out of them. Tell me triple crown. Ain't no triple crown. And then when you tell them that, they get peed off. Then they threaten us. Somebody coming down in there, Winnebago, and seduce us, if you know what I mean by the word seduce us. Man, it's frustrating, boy, I swear.
Yep.
I don't see why people don't go to church no more, Holly.
Yep.
Lord have mercy. Marching down the middle aisle of the church with armor bearers on 50 or 20 armor bearers on one side, 20, 50 armor bearers on the other side. That don't make no sense.
Yep.
God wants them to save people. Not to exploit the people.
Yep.
Exploit them sexually and financially.
Yep. Use people. You're right, Brother John. It's pitiful.
Oh, have mercy. I'll be glad when the Lord called me home, man. I swear, boy, this is a mess.
Yeah.
I can be with him, be with the Holy Spirit, be with the Father, and look at those holy angels just flying all around that place carrying God's message around. Yeah.
Well, you'd be here in 97, so you got a little bit wild here, buddy.
Yeah.
I appreciate your help and your support. God bless everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I have to erase this whole thing off and start back over tomorrow. Shalom to everybody. I'm tired. I've been working since 8 o'clock this morning. I'm going to go get some rest and listen to some Derrick Prince. God bless.
Okay, brother. God bless you.